Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
97.1 FM Talk in Los Angeles. Also, a bunch of you listening online all around the country, around the world. Hi. Our number is 888-520-9710. Look, this birthday gifts keep coming. I just got some Middleton whiskey and a nice Irish crystal. Listen to the ring of that crystal.
That's Waterford crystal.
Waterford crystal.
Who brought you that?
What? That's not cheap, Frosty.
Yeah, Waterford is like...
And you're supposed to pour your whiskey in there and drink it like a classy
man. Is it from the same person? Is it a woman or a man?
You know, I think this is from Linda. Thank you, Linda. Thank you very much, Linda. Seriously, this is...
That
is
Linda wants in your pants.
That is unbelievably amazing.
That ring of Waterford.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Don't crack it.
It's like the Liberty Bell now. It's more valuable.
You're such a child.
And very expensive Irish Middleton whiskey, which we're about to open, aren't we, guys?
Well, I did bring you a beer from the fridge. I bought these in this morning.
Oh, you did not.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
That's it.
I figure, what's the point of wrapping things you brought in anymore? Heidi?
No, I can't.
Oh, yeah, you got to go to the doctor.
I'm drinking hot water.
Thank you.
I know what you like.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as a gift card.
Our number is 888-520-9710.
It'll be fun to do that promotion the rest of the time.
Well, no, I'm
saying. It's almost as good as a gift card.
No, because you said, I know what you like. So see, he got it himself, but yet you gave it. You can claim you gave it to him. It's like him taking his gift card and using it to buy the stuff he really likes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. It was a compliment.
No.
Sound like a slam.
No, I would never.
Speaking of...
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was a compliment.
No.
Sound like a slam.
No, I would
never. Speaking of...
I love gift cards.
Oh, I do,
don't,
too.
But, you know, I haven't really used them, but this deal, I think I'm going to.
I love them.
Yeah, I mean, if you get the good stores like we mentioned earlier, the Home Depot, Best Buy, places like this, it's cool.
If somebody gives you a $100 gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond or Home Depot or Macy's, I'm happy.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on we go, 888-520-9710.
We're off the air.
Is our number. You probably heard, I think Tom Likas has mentioned this a week or two ago.
We were when you said that.
I know, I saw that. I was like, we're
off the air.
Now we are. What, are they working on the transmitter, Steve? Is that why we're cutting in and out?
Yeah, if you're losing this.
Yeah, it's a transmitter. We're losing power rapidly. I'm going to have to go get an engineer.
We're losing power rapidly. Where are the Millennium Crystals?
Scotty, when you need them.
Is that what they're called?
Dilithium Crystals.
Oh, dilithium. No wonder we're running out of power. I bought the Millennium Crystals.
Tom Likas mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but I just read it as well. And since we talked about gift cards, if you're giving gift cards this year for the holidays, if you're giving gift cards, they suggest that you should check and make sure the store is not in bankruptcy.
Well, they still have to honor them.
No.
Yeah, but there's... Okay, I'm not going to mention any stores by name because they would probably sue me. But there have been stores in the news very recently, very large stores, that are said to be running out of cash fast and are seeking help from the government, etc. And they're going, Chapter 11 may have to happen. Now, if you have a gift card...
Does it start with an L?
I'm not saying...
And and things?
No. I don't know.
Because I heard they're going out of business, and like, if you have gift cards in there, you better go use them now. Because if they're not there anymore, it's an empty shell of a warehouse, how can you use your gift card?
No, but
exactly.
The upside of that is Bed Bath & Beyond honors linens and things coupon.
Well, look at that.
So I'm sure they'd honor gift cards as well.
Why would they do
that? Because Bed Bath & Beyond is amazing.
Well, you're saying you're sure, but you don't know.
Well, coupon's different than a gift card.
Well, maybe it is, but it will say on the thing, we honor linens and things gift cards here at Bed Bath & Beyond.
But why would they do that if it's another company that's gone out of business?
You're still selling something.
No, but if it's a gift card, if you're Bed Bath & Beyond and you use a gift card from a company that went out of business, they've taken stuff from your Bed Bath & Beyond store and you got no money from that.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
They took your money for
maybe
the towels.
Maybe it's part of the...
And you gave somebody free towels.
Maybe they're part of the same company.
I don't know.
Oh, who cares?
But anyway, so this year, if you get a gift card of any kind from any of these companies that are in trouble, use it immediately. And if you have, like me, a drawer full of gift cards I've received through the years, there's a couple companies I'm going to make a trip to. Like,
well, yeah,
now.
Frosty, use them.
I should.
I don't get people who don't use them. That and I bought 14 lottery tickets and I never checked them. It makes no sense to me. You have gift cards. Use them. It's easy. Here you go. I want this 2x4. Here's my Home Depot gift card. Thank you, sir. And here's $75 back. Great. See you later.
I keep forgetting I have the gift card. I end up there spontaneously. Dang.
Well, put them in your refrigerator and you'll remember you have them.
Don't try to figure me out. Even I can't figure me out.
All right.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, sir.
You're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. What's up?
I just wanted to inform you all on the first ingredient on the Slim Jims.
Well, I've got the package right in front of me, but go ahead.
You can read it yourself, but it's mechanically separated chicken parts.
Yeah, well, something like that.
Is that like blender? Mechanically separated, that's a blender.
I don't know.
No, that's actually mechanically put together.
I just feel
Yeah, that's what it says, absolutely. And the beauty of a Slim Jim and things like that is with all the spices, the meat is irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you put spices on, it's going to taste like that.
Kind of like your personality?
Sassy, but sweet.
Sassy, so the meat's irrelevant.
With a little syrup.
And if you touch him, he leaves your fingers greasy.
Right. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Frank Harvey.
What's up, man?
I had a ex-stepdad who lived in that mobile home park that burned down, and he was an A-class a-hole, and he lost about $2 million worth of Beatles memorabilia. He worked on the Bob Newhart show, lost all of his Bob Newhart memorabilia, a tricked-out Harley, and a Corvette. So
wait, that was all in the mobile home park?
That was all in the mobile home park.
So a trailer in there had $2 million of memorabilia in it?
Exactly. He wasn't the smartest.
Well, why not just hook up your house to your car and drive off?
He had
a Corvette, a Hummer, and an Explorer, and he saved the Hummer and the Explorer. I think I would have taken the Harley and the Corvette.
And
I would have hooked up my house to the Hummer and drove my house off.
Right, and they had, I mean, I think they had warning, but a lot of people don't want to leave, and
yeah,
I don't get that
either.
They
had like 5 minutes of warning. They had enough time to grab like...
I guess it was the middle of the night. That's the difference. It was middle of the night, and if you...
Half asleep.
Knock on the door in 5 minutes.
And you panic, too.
You have $2 million of the Beatles stuff.
You know, at some point you're overwhelmed, you just get the hell out. There was one lady on the news that got out with a picture. She was holding it. Well, not even a frame, just a photograph. May have been laying on the kitchen table. And the reporter said, "Didn't you get clothes?" She goes, "No." All she grabbed was a photograph and ran.
Of what?
Of her kid. One photo, just an unframed 4x6 picture. That's all she took. That's all she has left. That would be me. I would panic if I got the knock and said, "Get out. You can see the fire coming. You got 300 seconds. You're going to be baked like a potato. Get the hell out."
I wouldn't grab any.
You just stand there like, where do you begin? You
Bussy
just run.
Walking out with a frame that has the picture of a kid that was in the frame when he bought it.
Yeah.
Right. I probably would.
I'm grabbing my dogs and I'm leaving. Kid. That's it. I don't have anything I really care about.
At some point, nothing else matters, right?
No.
And this lady, by the way, said it was a blessing. That was her words. That gave me goosebumps. Because she got out alive. Her family's all fine. She's standing there holding. Her only remaining item on this earth that she owns is a 4x6 photograph. She says it's a blessing.
You know, I've heard that before from people who've experienced, you know, extreme devastation where it might be, you know, children dying, like your family's in a plane crash and you're the only survivor left. Mm. You think that the pain of something like that happening would just put you over the edge, but people have described that as being a huge relief. Not that they had bitter feelings towards their family before they went down in a plane crash,
right,
but for some odd reason that they're completely relieved
when
their entire family dies.
You think they're just in shock? Because that really doesn't make much sense.
Well,
it's so illogical.
It
Talk about a mulligan on life, though. It's like all these responsibilities you had, now you don't have any. It's just you.
Oh.
Isn't that like a complete relief? It's like almost living like in college again.
Well, yeah, except that your family was there.
Not
then.
Really in the mood to throw a kegger.
Kegger!
Mm. You know, the wife and kid just died. I get that if it's a house, Frank, but I don't get that if it's your family. I kind of get like, well, there you go. What are you going to do? The house is gone. We're all here. The house is gone. No more.
But you have
no
nothing to worry about anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Was I worried about your kids every day they left the house, but now I got nothing to worry about. It's weird relief.
Was that the tsunami guy who said that?
I don't know.
Because it seems like, God, you might have mentioned that. The tsunami. Like,
I might have made that up.
No, I remember you said that. I think it was after the tsunami. Because some guy had lost 27 members. Like, everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Everybody.
And he said something like that, Frank. I think it was your story. But I remember at the time, I thought, well, that didn't make any sense. Because he was at peace, and I think relieved, I think is the word he said. Like, load off his chest.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe his family hated him.
I heard that mobile home park, they were roping it off with police tape, calling it a crime scene. Like, there were people there looting or something. So where a guy in Sylmar left his house, and he forgot something, or thought he left the door locked and wanted to leave it unlocked in case firefighters had to get in. And so he went back, and when he got back to his house, there was two chicks putting stuff of his out in the front lawn and loading it into a green Infiniti kind of SUV type thing.
Oh.
He's like, well, what the hell are you doing? They were looting. going back there after evacuation. I know cops, the LAPD, are supposed to patrol the area. These two chicks, hard telling how many houses they got into. They got arrested because the guy went back.
Oh, good.
Just to open and found they had jewelry, money, video games, televisions. I mean, they were just looting some 19-year-old
Beatles
woman
memorabilia, Bob Newhart show memorabilia.
Well, who's going to steal that?
$2 million worth.
We'll lock them up. That's as bad as it gets.
God.
Can you imagine? What happens if your home is eaten up by fire and it's nothing but remains and they say it's unsafe to go in there? Because they can say the structure is unsafe. It happens all the time during hurricane or earthquakes and tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
The building collapses. It's your building, but no, you can't go in there. They won't let you go in. What if your fire building is all like ready to collapse and you have stuff in there that you could save, but you'd have to break the law to go in there? Mm-hmm. I don't think you, the homeowner, can even go in on your own stuff.
You mean after the fire's out?
Yeah, I mean, do they have to let you back in your own building? What if it's an unsafe structure? Well, what if it's a warehouse that's about to collapse?
All structures are unstable.
Okay. What the hell's that guy's name? Damn it.
Eckhart.
Tolle.
All structures are unstable.
The new Earth.
Read a book every now and then. Keep up with the times.
You know.
Join the book club.
National Enquirer is not a book.
Well, then I ain't read no book.
I know.
Elizabeth, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Frosty.
Oh, thank you.
I have two things to say. First of all, I have a name for the Native American lady that called earlier.
The Native American lesbian?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Fur trader.
Fur trader. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to say is I actually know the reason why mobile homes go up so easily in a fire, because my sister lives in the El Morro down in Orange County here north of Laguna.
Is it because they're flammable?
Well, especially the propane tanks, they act like bombs.
Oh.
And they just heat up and they explode, and then the next one goes and the next one goes.
That kind of makes sense, because you don't have, in your house now, you have a gas line. You don't have a big propane tank. Well, does each trailer have a propane tank?
In that really nice complex that burned up, that park, I'm not sure they're all sitting there with propane tanks.
If you have a park like that, I'm sure that you pull in, you hook up to the gas line coming out of the ground.
That's different than what the lady there was describing.
Because I know in Indiana, there were a lot of, you'd see propane tanks, all the big old white rusty propane tanks in somebody's backyard.
Like Iowa.
Classy.
Big old, like a giant torpedo back there.
Right.
Full of gas.
Yeah. You play on it.
Yeah.
You kids are going to get locked, y'all. Look at all the rust. What else is there to do, Mom?
You know, I think my family's trying to kill me and my brother. They picked the hottest, most humid, sweltering summer day. You know, in Indiana, it gets hot.
Yeah.
It's like a sauna. Be like August, and it'd be like 105 degrees. Why don't you kids go out there and play on the gas tank?
Frosty's pretending he's Jane Fonda.
Now, here's this
rattling it. Woo!
So here's this bomb ready to go off any minute, being baked by the hot Indiana sun. The steel is 450 degrees, the surface of mercury.
And you have shorts on.
And it's full of gas or it'll explode. Kids, go out there and play it. What's there? Go play on that gas tank over there.
They wanted to kill you.
Take this hammer with you. Lighter.
Time you learn to smoke, son. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Morning.
Happy birthday, Frosty.
Thank you.
I'm calling regarding the gift cards. We just had a bad experience with gift cards.
Okay, don't say the name of the place.
Oh, I won't. We got them for Christmas from my mother last year. They were each $50 with an expiration date of November of 2009. And we went to use them last weekend, and they kept declining the card. And when I called and found out, we had each lost $15 on each card because we hadn't used it in the first 6 months. And had we kept on not using it, they would have just sucked the money out until it was zero.
See, that didn't make any sense, does it?
No.
Because the person who bought the card gave them all the cash. There is no expense on their end.
No.
It's just numbers in a computer waiting to be subtracted. There's no maintenance.
We had to go on the computer to read the terms and conditions, and it said it was a maintenance fee after 6 months.
Maintenance fee.
It's a 20% restocking fee. Why? Because I brought the sweater back an hour later, and you put it back on the shelf, and that cost me money? Stupid.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have bought the stupid sweater. You should have tried it on at the store.
I don't like trying stuff on the store. It's embarrassing.
Well, then, 20% restocking fee.
I brought it back a half hour later. It didn't work.
It's a 20% embarrassment fee.
You're not going to be needing this? Okay. And I put it back on the shelf. And so, how hard was that for you to do?
So you go to the store, anything you like, you take home.
Yeah.
You buy, in other words, then take home to see if it fits, you like it. Then most of it doesn't, and then you take most of it back.
I keep
it's used stuff then.
No, it's got
been in your car. It's been in your body. It's been in your house.
Well, how's it any different than me actually going to the fitting room and trying something on? I went to my fitting room at home.
You took it driving around.
Because we don't know what you did with it.
What am I going to do with a pair of Gap khakis when I get
home?
What can I do with some Gap khakis
at home?
Yeah.
That I wouldn't do with Gap khakis at the store.
Well, you got me there.
Exactly.
They should be worth more than after I bring them back, shouldn't they?
I mean, some sicko freak likes going home and doing stuff in khakis and taking them back.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think when you turn them back in, they give them a once-over.
What does that mean?
And if it looks like you brushed your teeth while wearing them, I don't think they take them back.
They give them the once-over.
I think they do.
You're implying minimum-wage employees care? Is that what you're implying?
They say, oh, is this, what's the problem? Oh, it's wrong size. Do you look for another size for you? No, it's just not a good
fit
for me.
Maybe I'll take a bunch of protein shakes, eat some bowls of lentil soup, and I just put on your pants and fart all day, then take them back the next day. Because I'm into that. That's where I get my kicks.
Could explain my weird rash.
You don't make up a story like I do? Oh, it's for a gift for my brother, but he's not going to fly in town, so we the family... We don't need to give these things to my brother who's not showing.
Bob, you wear them. They look like your size.
Yeah, we're the same size, but it's for my brother. It was a gift. He's, the wedding's been called off.
Why don't you just keep them?
Keeping yourself. They look good on you, Bob.
No, I would never wear anything like this.
Oh, you should.
No.
They're khakis. Who doesn't wear khakis?
And eat lentil soup, apparently.
I guess they taped off the mobile home park with crime scene tape because they don't know if any bodies are inside the rubble because they didn't have that much time to get out, so they don't
maybe
know.
Maybe some older people who didn't.
People might be in there, so people going back to their homes and passing stuff.
Mm.
There was a trailer that burned. I hate to even think of this. It is the most sick thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's when I lived in my trailer years ago in Indiana again. And sure enough, I couldn't get to work early in the morning. That's too long of a story to tell. I'll give you the
short version.
I'm not a hero. I'm not a brave person. I'm not.
We know that.
Okay. But I used to do a morning radio show years ago, meaning I'd have to get up at 3:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
On the air at 5:30. And so I get up at 3:45 in my trailer, and I lived in a cul-de-sac, the end of a circular turnaround at a big trailer park. And our trailers were, you know, shoved in there like sardines. It was nicely landscaped, but the trailers are relatively close.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't, you know, more than 15, 20 feet away from four or five trailers on each side. And I got up and I smelled smoke as soon as I got up. And of course, when you're in a trailer, that's a red flag. You look and make sure you're not on fire. So I looked and looked, and as I went to the far end of the trailer where my door was near the street, I could smell it even worse. So, wow, what's going on? So I went outside to look at my trailer to see if I was on fire. But no, as soon as I stepped outside, I could see smoke pouring from cracks in a trailer right across the cul-de-sac from me.
Mm.
It was black chimney smoke pouring out. It was burning. And the guy's car was in front. And this is 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
This is before the days of cell phones, by the way. I ran back to my trailer, which is steps away.
You ran?
Well, back then I could move.
Oh.
He was a morning guy.
And I picked up the phone, and I called emergency, and told them what was going on. And that was the first call they got. And by the time I got done with the phone person, which took like 3-4 minutes, and got back outside, my other next-door neighbor had also smelled it and woke up, and he was over there beating on the door, trying to open the door. And I remember him going towards the knob and touching it, and it was so hot, it sizzled his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I need gloves, I need a blanket, because we couldn't even get the door open. So now the thing was so hot, you couldn't even, the flames were coming out. I mean, it went from smoke to inferno in 180 seconds. It was a furnace. There was no way to get in there. Plus, I'm thinking, what if this sucker explodes?
Right.
So now you heard a couple people coming out.
Is that the hero talking in you?
Well,
what if this thing explodes?
The guy's still in there.
That's not going to work. See, guys, let me know how it turns out. I'll do something great to talk about on the radio show. All right, it's his birthday.
What do you think I did? You think I...
Let him be serious.
You think I knocked the door off and ran to the burning trailer?
No.
I didn't. I was scared to death. I was scared to death.
Of course.
Where were you? How far away? I mean, were there people close to the trailer trying to get in, you know, trying to get as close as they could, and the heat they couldn't bear?
It was so hot you couldn't. You ever been close to a bonfire and there's only some so close you can get till the heat just repels you like a magnet? Mm-hmm. You couldn't get close to
it. Did you even like try to put a garden hose on it or anything?
Didn't have a hose. I didn't have a garden hose. I didn't have one. But I remember thinking, my God. So sure enough, finally. Oh, Steve, please. No.
It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah, this dead guy.
He's being serious.
Okay, play the music. So died in there.
He's finishing being serious. You can't put music over that.
The wall.
Not that music anyway.
When the fire truck showed up, of course, I had to miss work that day because I couldn't get out. I was blocked in by the fire truck and the morgue truck.
Ooh.
Finally, the firefighters got the fire out, and the entire wall that was closest to me just fell off. And the sight we saw, the entire inside of the trailer, was just completely black. It was like black as night, like you'd taken black paint and sprayed everything. That was the soot and the ash.
Well, I figured.
And right there, when the door fell off, sitting in the chair in the front room, was the guy who had been reduced to a skeleton covered in black with both of his arms, which I guess the muscles contract
yeah.
when the heat hits you,
yeah.
and your arms sort of raise up half in the air like you're holding a baby in the air or something. His arms were up in the mouth, and then nothing but a skull left.
Open.
And that's the sight we all, and they had the lights shining right on there to see what was in there.
Now tell them the worst part.
What?
Frosty went and stuck a Frosty in the Morning bumper sticker in his curled up fingers, took a picture of it.
Oh my God.
I did not.
Shame on you.
I didn't do that. Okay, play the music.
You stinker.
Anyway.
Did you know that guy?
No, I didn't know.
Oh.
Right. Why are you getting ready to cry?
I'm not crying.
You didn't even know
him. He's remembering the scene.
When I see trailer park scenes like this that are roped off, God help them. Who knows what's in there? If you're in those suckers and they go up, you're dead.
That's not your birthday every day, man. You are just depressing.
Well, I didn't bring up the fire. Did I?
Seriously. Yeah. Are you that depressed on your birthday? You gotta bring
yes, usually.
Hey, you've missed the commercial. Depression hurts everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's a commercial. Shorter than ever. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Our number is 888-520-9710. Wayne in Huntington Beach, what's up? Hello, Wayne, are you there? Wayne. Hello, Corey in Sylmar.
Hi.
How's the smoke?
The air is horrible out here.
Is your place okay?
No, it burnt down in the fire.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
But I was calling to tell you guys, you've got it confused. It's not, you're thinking of the long, skinny trailer homes with tow hooks and wheels, and it's not like that. My place was 1,800 square feet and was built on bricks. So it came in three major pieces. To move my house would be like to move anybody else's house. It doesn't go.
Well, I think at that point I still would have hooked up my house and tried to drag it out of there.
Right.
I mean, your house burned down anyway. You should have got one third of it out.
You got to try something, but unless you lift it out of it, there's no truck in the world that's going to pull that through, unless you're going to mull through somebody
else. Okay, so mobile home, very different than a trailer.
It's a manufactured home.
So you had 5 minutes to get out, right?
I had at least an hour.
What'd you grab?
I grabbed all my tax documents, all my clothes, I grabbed my dog, and I left.
Now, what if all your tax documents would have burned in the fire? Does the IRS give you a break on that when you get audited later? It's like, hey, I was in a fire, all my tax documents were burned to cinders.
I don't think they ever give you a break.
They never do?
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry, but I wish a couple of my speeding tickets would have burned up, too. So,
Corey, were you able to save any, I'm guessing you weren't because it's big, but furniture? I mean, did you have to leave the big stuff?
No, all my furniture's gone, all my flat-screen televisions, everything.
Furniture?
Well,
that's the strangest thing.
Well, I'm just thinking if you have an hour. I mean, we're not talking 5 minutes, we're talking an hour.
But as your cat.
You never see people carrying recliners and tying them to the top of their car when they're getting ready to leave for a fire.
If I've got my tax documents and my papers and my important photo albums and stuff, and you know, I can get all that in 10 minutes, 15 maybe, I'm now like another half hour before the fire is going to be here.
It's almost like saving your wife.
I'm thinking.
Your recliner.
Well, come back and get the easy chair and, you know, the flat screen TV.
It's not like you have time to go rent a U-Haul and come back.
Yeah,
I guess. Well, that's awful.
Sorry, Corey.
Where are you staying now, Corey?
I'm staying at my sister-in-law's on the couch.
Frosty's got a spare room.
No, it's too...
Come on, he's a listener. He's got a doggy.
He needs a place to live.
Oh, it's
you need a friend so you'll be so depressed every birthday.
Be the hero you've never been.
I'm remodeling.
Right. I don't eat much.
But if I give it, he's like the bailout, Frank. If I give Corey my spare bedroom, all the fire victims are going to want, you know...
You only have one?
Yeah, you only have so much room.
Yeah. Corey, do you have insurance?
Yes, absolutely.
So...
His dog's okay, you're okay, so that's all that matters.
In the end.
Well, it's a crime scene, so I'm waiting for them to let us in there so I can get the adjuster in there.
Well, good luck with that, Corey. I know you're going through hell right now.
Thanks.
Can you imagine?
No.
Losing everything?
Mm-mm.
I said this Friday, and I stand by it. I don't mind losing all my stuff, because all I have is crap. I have IKEA furniture, end tables from Target, my clothes came from Target. I really don't have anything nice. because I'm kind of comfortable with white trash crap. I grew up.
Yeah. God forbid you grow.
I grew up poor in the Midwest, and we never really had nice stuff. So I've never been spoiled, so to speak, by finery. That's why if you see me, I dress like a slob from clothes from Kmart and crap. I'm comfortable like that. I'm comfortable with just crappy furniture from IKEA.
So there's really nothing for you to ever take with you?
Not really. And maybe my TV, I can get that. But everything else, you know, I'll just let it burn. I get new crappy stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't really have fancy things in there.
Well, your keyboards, you'd grab those,
well,
right?
Yeah, those go. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably most of you have nicer stuff than I do, so you would be more freaked out if you lost your house than I would.
You want to grab your herpes medication. Don't want to leave without that.
My herpes medication.
Oh, are you suggesting he's got herpes?
You don't have a herpes?
I'm just saying, you don't want to be out there without any herpes medication.
You'll find
you don't want the fire to build up in your loins.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you've been talking to. You find the herpes here.
And once you get herpes.
This is the real hair.
You can't get rid of
the herpes.
There is a story about herpes in the news. This is a doozy. This couple, they were getting divorced, and the guy, the husband, was an attorney in Manhattan, and he sued his wife because he got herpes. So he sued her saying, you gave me herpes, and they're in the middle of a nasty divorce battle anyway. And he's 47, filed suit against his wife of 22 years, and charging her that he's claiming she strayed, got herpes, gave it to him, and that's why, you know, getting divorced and all this stuff.
Only as a case.
No, no. This was in the middle of the divorce.
Oh, no. It middle of the divorce, but clearly she strayed while they were married and then brought in then herpes, because you may not have a flare-up right away.
But did he bang her after the divorce started?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, and so he's claiming pain and suffering, emotional, mental, psychological, and physical injuries, and loss of enjoyment of life, because herpes would kind of ruin things. You're newly divorced, you're 47, Manhattan attorney, and you're like, that's fantastic.
And that's forever at the moment. They can't cure that,
right? They can't get rid of that once you have herpes.
I thought half the people in New York have herpes.
One in four, everywhere. And she said, I did not stray, and I did not give you herpes. And he said, well, have herpes. Yeah.
How'd she get it then?
She doesn't have it. She goes, okay, I will go get tested. And
you can't get tested for herpes unless you have a sore. How many times are I going to tell you people this?
Well,
there's no herpes blood test.
Her attorney said her client had a blood test last month and presented as negative for HSV-2, more commonly known as genital herpes.
Well, I guess if it's all negative, if you don't have any kind of herpes inside you, but I think all of us have herpes, right?
No, I don't think so. You're not born with herpes.
Well, you mean like that you get a cold sore or something?
There's different types of herpes.
Right, right.
Simplex 1, 2, whatever.
This is simplex, herpes simplex virus 2 is STD.
And so what I always understood is you do a blood test and it'll show positive for herpes. You don't know if it's cold sore herpes.
Right.
Or herpes.
Mm-hmm.
So if she put negative for everything, I guess that means she doesn't have cold sores.
She doesn't have cold sores. And that's possible that we all don't have herpes, because I guess I do carry, like, because I've had cold sores before. I haven't had one in a while, thank God.
You gave me herpes. I should sue you, because I guess I have herpes, too.
What?
Not the two.
Right, you have herpes also.
As well.
But the Italians never had a cold sore, ever, so I don't think she has the herpes virus.
When I got everything done, I had the sexually STD test.
In your wiener, yeah.
Well, they do everything.
Yeah.
And came back and it said I had positive antibodies for herpes, but didn't know which one I had.
Oh.
But I don't have the genital herpes. I know I don't.
With all the testing and all the advance in medicine through the centuries, we still can't find out which specific type of herpes
you
have?
Well, no, because from my understanding, I could be wrong.
I don't have genital herpes.
Okay. It really doesn't matter to me one way or another if you do or no.
You better go get checked today.
I've been checked. I may be wrong on this, but if you, let's say I have a cold sore and I want oral,
mm-hmm.
I can give you genital warts, but it's a different symbol. You'd still get the breakout on your wing.
I think
different herpes,
you
can isn't it?
Give me cold sore herpes on my wing.
Right.
No,
yes.
I don't think cold sores.
That's why.
Really? The herpes simplex wouldn't change because it happens to be on your wiener.
Yeah, because I could kiss you and give it to you on your lip, so it just depends on where I kiss you, where I can give it to you.
This body had a thing inside of her lip.
Well, canker or cold sore?
I don't know
They're
what it
different.
Was, but I said, sorry.
No. Oh, you turned one down. Good for you. You're growing up.
So you get these herpes and canker sores?
I haven't had one in a long,
time. But you used
to,
so you're a herpes carrier probably.
Yeah. Well, that kind. Down below, no, nothing, never.
I used to get those as a young man.
Right.
You have herpes too.
No, wait, but I had
herpes
them, Frank.
Also.
I had them as a young man before I ever even kissed anyone.
That
I never had sex.
No,
you
no,
were
no,
born
no.
with it.
It's not a sexual thing.
How?
It's not a sexual
thing. So your mom's herpes vagina.
Oh.
Mom doesn't have herpes.
Maybe she does.
It's brought on by stress. That's most,
that was a stressed child.
Most of the time, a herpes, you know, it's like you might, it may lay dormant for 12 years, and all of a sudden you have a stressful situation, and you go, oh, my God, goddamn, I'm getting a cold sore. And it's usually...
Isn't chickenpox herpes?
I think it's different. I don't know.
It might be like an, yeah, like the same sort of...
Cousin, like
yeah.
Herpes couldn't have sex with chickenpox. They would, retarded kid.
Yeah, they would go to family reunion together, though. Herpes and chickenpox yeah. and... All that.
But they never see each other.
They don't see
like,
each other.
Who's that? That's chickenpox.
Oh, okay.
You talked about him.
Right, yeah.
Like, no, I don't remember.
I knew him as a kid. I knew him as a kid, though, right? Chickenpox?
He belongs to smallpox family.
Okay, all right, yeah. Never seen them.
Who's polio with? He's not a family member. He married into the family.
That's all smallpox could get is polio. What are we going to do? Yeah, little blistery things on crutches.
You having fun today, Frosty? What's
yeah,
wrong with
you? Yeah, no, throw with me.
No, it seems like something wrong with you.
Why,
is it depression for your
depressed.
Birthday?
No, we're talking about herpes. It's not really.
Is it really?
Kind of hard to follow that one.
Sorry, I've just known you since you were, you know, young and fun, that now you just, is it depressing birthday?
Yes, I'm not depressed. Damn it, I'm in a great mood. I'm happy.
I'm
happier. I'd be twin to be enjoying
it. I'm the only
it.
One who notices this.
I'm not down. It was just the herpes discussion.
I'm not really paying much attention. I'm just thinking about pizza later. So.
Yeah, Heidi's starving.
Is that what you're
starving.
Thinking about, too?
I'm always thinking of pizza, yes. Oh, that birthday cake calling my name at home.
He knows I'm on a...
You're feeling Heidi's hunger pangs?
I'm fasting, yes. And he's sitting there eating a Slim Jim during commercials. That was highly rude.
Washing it down with a beer.
My
birthday, damn it.
You just seem miserable.
Oh.
Frank, are you trying to be miserable? Excuse me. Are you trying to make me miserable by telling me I'm miserable when I'm not miserable? Because you
no,
know...
No, because I don't effing care.
But you know what will make me miserable?
I don't really effing care if I'm miserable or not.
See, that makes me miserable. That,
I just wanted
that
to
you
know.
Don't care whether or not you're making me miserable. That makes me kind
usually
of miserable.
Usually when people ask people if they're all right, it's because they want to make them feel bad.
That's what I'm saying.
That's always the intent of a person who's looking out for somebody else, saying, hey, you okay? Mm-hmm. Is there something wrong with you? It's because they're wanting something to be wrong with that person, not that they're really caring about them. Nice twist on that.
But yeah,
you know, actually, I don't care. I hope you are miserable.
But I'm not, so...
I hope you cry all night as you eat that cake.
I won't.
I'll
be happy.
No, seriously,
I really don't care.
He is miserable today.
So see how he's hammering away at the don't care part?
No, I won't ask now.
Now he's not even going to ask, see?
Because I think about it, and I truly don't care.
Yes, you do.
See, now he's
I only care if it affects me.
He's trying to
if it doesn't affect me, I don't care. Like when he goes home and he's crying... I'm not there. I don't care.
He's trying to bait me into discussion that I should be upset that he doesn't care. Frank, I don't care that you don't care.
Oh.
So that's a diffuse you're not caring because
okay.
I don't even care whether or not you care.
I know you don't
and that
care.
That doesn't make
you
me sad.
You proved that many, many times.
So you are fine today.
Yes.
You feel fine today.
I'm fine, for Christ's sake.
Right.
I'm in a great mood.
Is it just me? I thought that there was this seems like you're depressed today, and I was like, is it because of your birthday? If it's something else, then I'm just trying to find out what it is.
I'm happy, goddammit!
All right.
Oh, God.
It's not that I care. I'm just thinking you come
curious.
Across as different than you normally are. You're normally in a better mood, I guess.
I just figured it was your birthday.
Just kind of, so I'm thinking, is it just the birthday? Is it really affecting you that much today?
When am I ever in a good mood? Be honest.
Well, I wouldn't say good. I'd say better mood.
No, because honestly, I think if I were, and maybe he's a stronger person, but, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have a pretty decent group of people who I think love me, and, you know, we celebrate birthdays together, and I feel bad for him.
Now, firstly, can't you feel good that she even believes that?
I know. I feel bad that he spent his last night celebrating his birthday by himself.
Well, like, yes, like
that
every
somebody,
holiday.
That maybe a friend
like
didn't fly into town and surprise you.
No, I have
Did
no friends.
Did you try to fly a friend into town? He said no.
You talking about Wade?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean,
my only friend, whoever. To be.
But I'm saying, like, I know I would have a friend go, I'm gonna fly in.
Did you think Wade's going to surprise you and fly in?
No, because
maybe
this morning...
Maybe he's here today. Maybe he'll be waiting on your doorstep
maybe
when you get
he's
home
my
from
house.
He's in Nova Scotia because this morning... Why would he be at your house?
Because I flew him in for you.
Yeah,
and now look
sure.
how you're treating me. You
oh, yeah.
And he spent
how
the night
I am me this morning.
I'm just going to send him home.
I see. Now, I don't
I'm
going to
put
a...
Wait, get on that plane. Just drive to LAX right now. In that limo I got you.
Wait, he IM'd this morning?
Yeah, Halifax is, what, 4 or 5 hours ahead? Some
yeah.
crazy
how
like
do you know
that.
Where he's IMing from?
Well, I'm just assuming he was there.
What are you, CSI?
He wasn't there.
See?
He'd be in my guest bedroom.
So when I got up this morning, it was already like middle of the day there. So sure enough, waiting, my computer is that glowing thing. You have an IM. You have an IM. I'm like, yay! Someone wished me a happy birthday or something.
Did you think of a someone or did you know it was Wade?
No one else IM'd you, right?
I knew it was Wade.
You don't IM with anybody.
So I
right?
click on it and he's there. He's like waiting for me to start. He knows, I guess, what
was he wearing?
There was no visual.
Oh, I thought you meant it was
there was
video.
No. There was no.
So suddenly be the first to wish you a happy birthday. I said, you're probably the only one, too. Oh. Happy birthday. Thanks
See?
A lot.
Now, is that not moody?
Yeah, there's some moody.
You don't have anything. I'm ornery every day. That's just like typical me.
No, you're not this ornery.
Hey, look at the bright side.
A sobby snork.
You don't have genital herpes, okay?
That I know of.
The glass that is sitting there is half
There's no chance that your divorced wife's going to give you herpes.
Right.
So I should be happy.
Half full.
I would, yes.
Yay. I'm in a great mood now. Well, I'm
as
all recovered
he,
from the herpes
picks
story.
As eye boogers out of his eyeball.
Well, no one saw me do that. You didn't have to bust my eye picking.
Or See?
Did
you
they?
You wipe on your fake leather jacket.
It's because I'm an animal activist. PETA would get angry about
that. That is fake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sale at Marshall's? It,
Target, I think.
Mervyn's?
Yeah,
Target.
It looks good.
I love it. It's my favorite jacket.
It's got that plasticine shine.
Yeah.
I recognize
it.
Oh, be sure to stick around. We got Jane on line 3 saying, stop being mean, Frank.
Oh, God. Be nicer to me when we come back. It's my birthday, you know.
Oh.
Frosty Heidi and Frank.
People are so stupid.
Shush.
Just hang up now, Jane.
Shush. Commercials.
Oh, yeah,
commercials.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Another happy day. Everything all wonderful and enjoyable around
you. It is your birthday. Why aren't you? You should be happy to just be alive.
Misery loves company, so he's trying to bring everybody else down.
Oh,
kettle calling the other kettle black, or whatever that cliche is.
How am I doing that?
Pot calling kettle.
That's what I meant, that pot.
Pot calling kettle fat. Is that how it goes?
Something like that. It's your birthday. You should just be happy.
How am I bringing the show down?
I didn't say you're bringing
How
the show
down. How am I bringing
down.
You down?
I had nothing about bringing the show down. It's just making me miserable.
How am I making you miserable?
You just are. I was fine. I came in here.
Why?
You.
What did I do?
You insisted I was unhappy and sad and moping, and I'm not. Now I am.
I ask. Concerned.
You hammered away. You're like a...
Hammered away.
You're like, I like, feel like I'm on the witness stand. Yeah, I'm miserable now.
And you wonder why you're alone. God damn.
Well, it's your fault. I was fine till 10 minutes ago.
Seriously, I don't care.
All this
then.
Insisting
I don't care.
That you don't care that you're making me miserable is making me miserable, and it shocks me more you don't even care you are.
I don't even care. I shouldn't have asked.
Right, you shouldn't have. Thank you.
Because I really don't care.
That'll teach you.
I know.
Why don't you learn your lesson?
Why try to care for somebody that's uncareable?
Uncareable is not a word,
I know. You've made up a word because you're such an isolated human being. You're uncareable.
This from a guy who gives me 2 birthday presents, both of which I bought myself and put in the fridge to drink.
I would just write
them off.
Mountain
Dew and a Coors Light. Thanks, Frank. Yeah, I brought those in.
What'd I get?
The privilege of working with me on a happy day. That's what you get.
Yeah?
It's priceless.
When's
thank God that's ending.
Yeah, well.
Jesus Christ.
You want
can't
the
wait
number?
To start making money again.
You want the number to go? I can give you that number.
Oh, God.
I'm going to start the countdown clock.
Like I said, I can't wait to start making money again.
Oh, yeah. Working with Jamie White again, are you, huh?
Pretty much. At this point, I'd be happier.
Oh,
it, coming next year, it's Frank, Jamie, and Danny.
Oh, yeah.
On 97.1 Country Hits.
Oh, yeah. She puts the you-know-what in country.
Because no one will listen to that, will they?
Golly.
Anyway, thanks for making my birthday memorable and special this year.
No problem. I'll do the same next year.
Oh, you'll be calling me, will you?
I won't know where the hell you are, because we're going to be working together.
Yeah, well. Simi and I am.
Good morning!
Yeah.
Good morning!
You can wake up with an erection?
Oh, wow. Wait.
Hello, Carlos.
Homo, and Frank. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Carlos.
Hello.
Hey, I got a little story, maybe to, at my cost, shape up little, Frosty's little day. I was, late for a softball game this weekend, and, a cop pulled me over, you know, shaved head, nice car, whatever, you know, always want to mess with us. However, gave me my speeding ticket and, said thank you, officer, and, by the way, may centipedes fill your bed.
All right.
Hey,
our catchphrase. Very good.
You know, he started laughing because he knew exactly where that came from, guys.
That's funny.
Good.
And I'll carry that with me to the Danny, Jamie, and Frank show.
Oh, God.
Hey, you guys are great, man.
Thanks, Carlos. Denise, hello.
Hi. Happy birthday, Frosty.
It was my gym, too. It was my line. Yes, go ahead.
I have a really sad herpes story. You know the moils they hire for breasts?
Yes.
That's when they chop off the foreskin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, after he was done doing that, in some traditions, the moil will, I'll keep it clean, he bent down and kissed the baby, and the baby now has herpes.
Forever.
Does it, and, the guy always has to kiss it?
I don't know. I think in some traditions...
Well, shouldn't you find that out before you hire a guy to do it?
Well, that's religion for you.
But that means everybody would do it.
I don't know. I think... I don't know, but this baby now has to live with
that
herpes from
horrible.
The moil. I know, I'm sorry. To
but it's,
you down.
It's oral herpes on your genitals, so it's different.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Boy, it's like a double curse. It has herpes and it's Jewish.
I love you guys.
Thanks, Kenneth.
Bye.
Why, I'm not sure, but what the hell. Need all the love we can get.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, happy birthday, Frosty.
Oh, can't you tell? It's just the best ever.
I'm ready to go home.
I have a better thing for you, though.
What?
I'm going to take you out tonight.
I'm
for your
busy.
Birthday.
Busy.
Well, then here's where he's going to say no, no.
Hang on. And Jennifer wants to take you out for a birthday dinner.
Bitch and moan that some girl wants to have sex
hey,
with
let's
him.
Let's hear your spiel, Jennifer. I've already said I'm busy.
I
go
have
ahead.
No spiel. I'm listening to you, and you know, I know you're denying that you sound depressed, but you sound depressed.
Well, I am now, but I wasn't an hour ago.
Listen, I wear a happy birthday tiara all day on my birthday so that anyone who sees me says happy birthday.
Okay.
You get a happy birthday all day. And I always tell people months in advance before it's my birthday is the biggest deal in town. So I want to take you out and have a nice birthday time with you.
Does that mean birthday beach?
Well, I can buy that.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's what we should do. But that might make you feel better.
No, I'm too tired.
Fly way out.
Oh, stop.
Or
I got cake.
That'd be really expensive.
Well, Jennifer has cake. Just cake.
Say what? I'll put the birthday sticker on my Target T-shirt so everyone will know it's my birthday and I'm having such a great day. There,
aww.
You happy?
All right, I'm trying.
Well, tell you what, I'll leave your number and I'll call you later.
I want to find out what the plans are
tonight.
I'll
give you my Facebook.
All right, I'll put you on hold and I'll call you later.
You know, here's what I think happened. You got that IM this morning. I was wishing you a happy birthday. Plus, he wanted to give you the good news that he's met somebody.
Dude, wait again.
I'm just saying, how did you get this pissed off?
He wouldn't do that on his birthday.
I mean, this is not even the biggie. Next year, you're going to kill yourself.
Oh.
That's the biggie.
Ooh.
That's the one where it's like, oh, Jesus
sure.
Christ, I'm going to die. This one's not even a real biggie, and you're this upset. So it must be extra info on the IMs. I'm assuming.
First of all.
He said, happy birthday, buddy, and I want to give you the good news. I met somebody, and you just want to stab your own eyes out with an ice pick.
First of all, I have not acknowledged that next year is a milestone. Second of
it
all, I'd be
true.
Nothing but happy with my friend Wade. And third of all, he has someone.
It already says on Wikipedia how old you are.
Well, it's wrong. It says a lot of things in there that are wrong. And don't look at my Wikipedia. It has everything in that is wrong, including my name. We have to break. It's my freaking birthday. Yay.
Yeah.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.